You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I posted something on my Facebook the other day that said, what seemed so cool, so delicious, so fun back in the day when you were younger, but now it just seems overrated, disgusting, and stupid. And I was thinking about this the other day because, you know, I've got a couple young kiddos and wandered into the grocery store, was doing a little shopping. And, you know, when I was a kid, I really liked Lunchables and I liked anything made by Chef Boyardee. And a few of those products happened to end up in the cart because I like to feed my kids healthy, healthy food, Dom. And I brought them home. And over the course of the week or whatever, you know, we cracked open the Lunchables and I had one. I was like, yeah, give me one of those. Let me bring back my elementary school days. And they were foul. Disgusting. And then a few days later, we cracked open a can of the Chef Boyardee raviolis for a quick lunch. And I was like, what was it about these that were so great when I was a kid? Because they're disgusting.
That's funny.
And I was just like, man, this is it's disheartening. It's discouraging. All these things I thought were so great as a kid now are just, you know, you're adulting. And then you look at them, and you're like, these are gross.
Our segment is called What Lost Its Appeal As You Got Older. And the one that jumped to mind to me immediately was drinking.
Absolutely.
I still have memories in my, I told you what my 30s were like. My 30s were
insane.
They were pretty insane.
Yeah.
And I remember at a couple of these events being out, and there were some people there in their 50s, and they were saying, oh, yeah, I used to love drinking. It's just, and I thought,
it's just not like it used to be, you know?
And then I'm like, now I have realized really the only people who would get into their 50s and 60s and are still like gung ho about, you know, alcohol to that degree are pretty much just alcoholics.
Pretty much.
Everybody else, it's
they're
like
pickled.
I think you get it out of your system. Now I go out, we went out and had a date night, you know, last Friday. And I had one cocktail. And then we went to a second place. I had one beer. And that was it. I was good for the night. It just has completely lost its appeal for me to go out and have multiple cocktails. It's like, I don't, I have no interest anymore.
I like doing that. I mean, I'm not to that extent yet. Maybe I'll stop at 4. But you know, the hard part is the next day. You just don't bounce back like you did in your 20s or your
30s. It's just not worth it.
It takes you 2 days to recover. So you're like, this is stupid. I'm ruining my life at this point. I'm ruining 2 days after bar night to recover.
And I've got a few years on you. So I think you're going to
get to that point.
You'll get to the point that I am. It's like sometimes it's one. Like we'll open it. We'll get a nice bottle of wine. And I know there are people listening to this saying that you and I are crazy. But we'll get a pretty nice bottle of wine open up. I'll have one glass of wine. And then I'll pick up the bottle to pour like a second glass. And I'm like, eh.
I better not.
I don't even think about it. It's not that I shouldn't do it. It's that this
doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good anymore. It's like, I had a glass. I'm
fine. I have a lot to do tomorrow.
And if people want to call me a lightweight now, that's fine. But it just completely, you know what else lost its appeal for me? The idea of skydiving.
Oh, yeah. I have a neighbor.
Because I know in my 20s for sure, I was like gung ho. And I never went and did it. But I was like, oh, I want to do that. I want to do that. Now?
Not a chance.
No interest.
Jumping out of a perfectly good plane, right?
I'm not, you know, knocking anybody who does it. Power to you. Looks like you're probably having a lot of fun. Just
my
for
neighbor,
me.
Two doors down, Scotland Rob, is dying to go skydiving. He's my age, and he's trying to recruit all the other dads in the neighborhood for some reason. This is his life's mission now, to get all the dads together to go skydiving.
You might
like,
as well do
Dude,
it.
Dude, you can go to hell, is what I told him. I'm like, I'm never doing that.
Get one of those GoPro
Why would
cameras.
I do it? Why?
Just do it, because you're still in your 40s.
Oh, my God.
Go do it. And do the GoPro,
sense.
And then you can post it on your Facebook, and everyone you'll get a lot of clicks.
No, I don't think so. I'm good. I'm good on the clicks and likes.
If we ask Dom and Jeremy listeners, what lost its appeal as you got older? We've already taken care of, let's see, Lunchables, skydiving,
Chef Boyardee,
and getting blank-faced. I mean, those three we've covered, but what have we not covered?
Yeah, come on. Have some fun.
So you used to really be into something, and now you're like, ugh, I don't have time for that anymore. Michelle, with one L, I should point out, said, for me, it was staying up late. When I was in college and throughout my 20s, I'd stay up until 2 or 3, no problem. Now, I'm 44 and I want to be in bed by 9.
Right. Right.
We feel you, dog. Tracy says, I used to be a diehard runner. I entered lots of 10Ks and half marathons. Probably ran almost 30 miles a week for fun and fitness. Now just the thought of running makes my knees hurt.
Yeah.
That's good. And Julia says, I'd say scary movies and haunted houses.
Oh,
I couldn't
yes.
get enough of them when I was a teenager.
Yes.
Now I'm 30, and I will never watch another scary movie and never set foot in a haunted house ever again.
I don't ever want to go to a haunted house.
Guess I got all the thrills I needed.
That's so spot on. Yes.
That's funny. Ladies, thank you for the notes. We got a couple of calls if you want to take
Let's
one or
do
two
it.
Here.
Yeah.
Here's Sandy who's been holding. Hi, Sandy. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So what has lost its appeal as you got older?
Whipped cream.
Oh, like the spray?
The spray or the Cool Whip, like by the spoonful?
The spray? Like if you got your hands on that can of spray whipped cream as a kid, life was good, wasn't
That's
it?
That's funny.
It was. I told my mother when I was an adult I was going to eat whipped cream for dinner because I could, and now I can't stand it.
And now that you can, you don't want it. So many calories.
That is funny. Sandy, thank you for that great call. And that's she brings up a good point, too. Is, when you're a kid, you're looking forward to, like, you're looking forward to staying up as late as you want, right? Like, I can't wait. Like, who was it? It was Michelle saying staying up late. Like, you're 12 years old. You're like, oh, I can't wait till I can just stay. And then you get to be an adult.
You're like, I just want to go to bed. I'm tired.
I don't want to. Here is Sean on the phone. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
What lost its appeal as you got older?
Just being an adult in general.
That's it, huh? You sound like you've given up, Sean.
I mean, I haven't given up. It's just, you have to sit there and worry about taxes and what to cook for dinner.
And eating.
Just being a kid and not having to worry in the world.
Oh, man.
Sean, you sound
I feel like you are close
friend.
To the edge, though, Sean.
Yeah. Do we need to talk him off a ledge
Is
or something?
Is everything okay at home, buddy?